Hello, it's game time. Welcome everybody to game. I am Kieran and I am sitting at the board today. I have not done this before for game because it is my first year doing it. I'm as always joined by Big Rob.
Hello.
And Big Nelly.
What up, Indianapolis?
Today we have our contestants coming back for round three. Miles Sprong, what's up, bro?
Forgot to turn off the mic.
You got it?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yep. You up a bit.
Turn up a bit, you got it.
Miles, right. How are you feeling about today?
I'm excited to be here. I'm ready to move on to fourth win.
Confident today, aren't we?
Oh, yeah.
All right. And then today, contestant number two.
Yo, what's up?
I forgot.
Well,
it's Isaac.
Isaac, that's right. Isaac. Isaac, how are you feeling about it today?
Feeling fine.
All right.
Isaac, do you think you're going to win?
I have no idea.
Oh.
Well, Nellie?
Well, we usually start off game with trivia. So who would like to go first? Would y'all like to do rock, paper, scissors to settle who goes first, best two out of three?
I mean, I feel like that's the only way to do it.
All right. Rock, paper, scissors, y'all.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. 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 Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
This is going on for a while.
Paper, scissors, yeah.
Shoot. All right, I got it.
All right, Miles, here we go, buddy. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Question one. What year was The Office released? A, 1990, B, 2000, C, 2005, or D, 2012?
I'm going to go with C, 2005.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Yes.
Miles Sprong, you are correct.
Oh, yeah. Already off to a hot start.
Question two. What state is actor Adam Sandler from? A, Massachusetts. B, New York. C, Utah. Or D, Iowa?
I'm going to go with B, New York.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
We'll go with it.
Miles Sprong, you are correct.
I was a little nervous about that one.
Question three. What year was the song In the Air Tonight by Phil Collins released? A, 1974. B, 1981. C, 1987. Or D, 1995?
I'm going to go with B, 1981.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
If I get this wrong, my dad's going to hate me. But yeah, let's go with it.
Miles Sprong, you are correct.
Oh, there we go.
Congratulations. Your dad doesn't hate you.
My dad isn't going to disown me now.
Excuse me. Question four. What NBA team did Michael Jordan play against with having the flu? A, the Golden State Warriors. B, the Indiana Pacers. C, Miami Heat. Or D, Utah Jazz?
It was the Utah Jazz.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Yes.
Miles Sprong, you are correct.
We had some jazz playing right before school talk today.
Get it? Utah Jazz.
Oh,
jazz.
I get it. That's a good one. I like that.
Question five. True or false? The state of Montana is the 41st state.
True?
Are you sure that is your final answer?
No, but I've got a 50-50 chance.
Miles Sprong, you are correct.
Oh.
Question six. What year was the last time the Milwaukee Brewers made it to the World Series?
Oh, come on. You don't even have to give me
the
answers.
A, 1962.
It's 1982.
Are you sure that's your final answer?
Yes.
Miles Sprung, you are correct.
Did I just go 6 for 6?
Yes, you just went
6 for 6.
The first person of the year to go 6 for 6.
Yeah,
and
for
first person since Owen.
Yeah. I think
go
Owen.
6 for 6.
Yeah, that's awesome. Congratulations, buddy. Here we go.
Yeah, there we go.
Question 1 for Isaac. Here we go, bud. Are you ready?
Yeah.
What year did Indiana become a state? A, 1790, B, 1816, C, 1825, or D, 1840?
B, 1816.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Sure.
Isaac, you are correct. Question 2. Who was the 4th president of the United States? A, James Madison. B, James Polk. C, Franklin D. Roosevelt. Or D, Ronald Reagan.
Is it A, James Madison?
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Yep.
Isaac, you are correct. Question 3. What year was the song Burning Love by Elvis Presley released? A, 1958. B, 1965. C, 1972. Or D, 1977.
1965.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
I suppose so.
Isaac, I'm sad to say, bud, you are incorrect. 1972. Question 4. How many movies has actor Michael Keaton done? A, 20. B, 38. C, 52. Or D, 59?
50.
It's either 52 or 59.
52.
Are you sure that is your final answer? Isaac, I'm sad to say, bud, you're incorrect again. Correct answer was 59.
Oh, that closest option.
Question 5. True or false? Michael Jackson has released 15 albums.
True.
Are you sure that is your final answer? Isaac, you are incorrect. Hey, man, you wanted some random questions. I'm throwing them out there to you, dude. Here's another random one. Question 6. What is the smallest country in the world? A, Vatican City. B, Monaco. C, Liechtenstein. Or D, Singapore?
Vatican City.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Yes.
Isaac, you are correct. Well, Miles Sprung wins another trivia segment going 6 for 6. Isaac going 3 for 6. But Isaac, you still have a chance to beat Miles in the next 2 segments. And we're going to pass it over to Kieran with his with the next segment.
All right. I know Miles knows how this works, but Isaac, I'm going to run you through the rules real quick. All you good? All right. I'm going to provide you a selection of answers. You're getting the answers first for this one. Then I will give you 4 possible questions that those answers could be linked to. Basically, you have to guess which question you are answering, and you have to answer the question correctly. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
All right. We'll start it off by doing a rock, paper, scissors.
All right. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
This is going to take a while.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. All right,
I won. All right, never mind. That was quick.
Years later.
All right. All right. Miles, your answers are donkey, elephant, horse, and orangutan.
We're off to a fantastic start.
Yeah. Your questions are, which of these kill more people annually? Which of these has the most valuable body part? Which of these is more endangered? And which of these have my parents made me wrestle?
That's hilarious.
I'm assuming we don't need that last question. But I don't know. That could be the answer. Maybe you wrestled an orangutan.
I'm pretty sure he did. I'm pretty sure he did.
You're never going to know unless you guess.
Look at those muscles. He definitely does.
Oh, absolutely not. No. Look at me. I'm a twig.
Can I hear the answers again? It was donkey, elephant, orangutan.
And horse.
And horse. Which kill more people?
Can I go with
what?
Can I go with orangutan for most endangered?
Is that your final answer?
Sure.
Miles, that is correct.
Oh. That was a shot.
The orangutan
in the dark.
Is the most endangered species on this list. This is, however, a 2-point question. There are multiple correct answers for this one.
Ooh.
So, Isaac.
What's up?
You're up. Would you like to try and guess the second correct answer for this question?
I'm assuming most valuable body part goes to an elephant.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
That is correct.
I'm guessing the tusk?
That is right. The tusks are made of ivory, which is one of the most valuable substances that you can find on black market anywhere. And it is illegal to harvest in most countries in the world.
In most countries.
In most.
Hmm.
All right. Question two, rock, paper, scissors.
All right. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. All right.
I well, that was fast. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Miles right. again?
Yep, let's go for it.
All right. Question two. Your answers are Shakespeare, Edgar Allan Poe, Robert Frost, and Shel Silverstein. Your questions are, which of these famous poets had a Siamese cat? What famous poet got married at 16?
Oh.
What famous poet is hiding in my closet? And what famous poet died at 30?
I can see Trey.
Trey's scribbling something out.
Alright, so it was Edgar Allan Poe, Robert Frost, Shakespeare,
and Shel Silverstein.
And one of them's in your closet.
And one of them's in your closet.
I'm not sure about saying that, honestly.
Yeah, I think, aren't these guys all dead? So technically you've got dead people in your closet.
I mean,
Shel Silverstein still alive?
Why do you have dead people in your closet?
I think Shel Silverstein died in like 90-something.
Oh,
it wasn't long ago.
Oh. No,
anyways.
he looked older than 30, you know, on the back of the books where he looked all terrifying, you know. Like he looked older than 30, so I don't think it's him.
He did look a little terrifying on the back of the books.
I'm going to say Shakespeare got married at 16.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Miles, that is incorrect.
Yeah. I think that was a stretch.
Yeah. All right. Isaac, you got a chance on this one. Do you need to hear anything over again, or you got it?
No, I think the answer is Edgar Allan Poe died at 30.
Is that your final answer?
Yes, please.
That is incorrect. There is still a chance here. So, Miles, you get another shot at this.
All right. Maybe. Oh, I don't know.
What is it?
Maybe.
Come on.
I feel
he
like.
Said, come on.
Come on.
Come on, man. Come on.
Shel Silverstein died at 30?
Is that your final answer?
I'm not very confident about it.
He doesn't even know
it.
At this point.
Yeah, I don't really know. Poets is throwing me off, but yeah, we'll go with it.
Well, that's incorrect.
Yeah, I thought so.
Isaac, you still have a shot at this one.
This is Miles' kryptonite.
Oh, yeah. The poetry questions.
Yeah.
The poetry.
Isaac.
Did Shel Silverstein have a cat?
Is that your final answer?
Sure.
That is incorrect again. This is a tough question for you guys.
I say we give it one more go.
Yeah, we're going to give it
one more round,
and then we're going to skip past it.
All
right. Come on. Miles.
Come on, Miles.
Come on.
Come on, man.
Come on.
Shakespeare was a weird dude. Maybe he did have a Siamese cat.
Is that your final answer?
Oh, I was just thinking.
Oh,
loud.
Okay. Never mind.
But I don't know. Maybe that is my final answer. I'm not sure. Yeah, we'll go with it.
All right. Miles, that is incorrect again. This is a tough question for you guys. Isaac, you get one more shot here.
Can he clutch it up?
Can I hear the other two questions that weren't the dead at 30 and had a cat?
Yes.
I forgot.
It was what famous poet got married at 16, And what famous poet is hiding in my closet?
Bum, bum, bum.
Dun, dun, bum, 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 bum.
This is probably the toughest question we've ever had on
this is
game
like,
in the history of game.
Although maybe some
I think
how
the
much
formatting,
is it really worth questions.
This is pretty tough. I mean,
the
no,
formatting
I mean,
of it is also
It's I'm going to go with Kieran's for sure. It's been a tough question.
The formatting is.
Oh yeah, it's just a lot. It's
too.
A lot tougher.
Oh yeah.
Wait, was Robert Frost married at 16?
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
That is incorrect. That is the first question that I have asked that nobody has gotten the correct answer.
What was the correct
answer? Shakespeare dead at 30.
That is no. Oh. The correct answer is Edgar Allan Poe had a Siamese cat that would sit on his shoulder while he wrote poems.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Did we not say that one?
No.
Wait, did we?
Nope. Nope. None of you guys said
somebody
that.
Somebody said Shakespeare with a Siamese cat. And
nobody
said
Edgar Allan Poe.
Shell with a Siamese cat.
Yeah.
And... yeah, none of those guys got married at 16, and none of them died at 30, actually.
Oh, wow.
They all died at 30.
Shakespeare actually got married at 18.
Oh, wow.
They're all dead at 30.
They're all of them. All right.
The
question
year
three.
Of 30.
Question three.
Are we doing rock, paper,
your answers paper? Are yellow, red, green, and blue.
Wait, so who's going?
Oh, yeah, I forgot to... You do the thing. Rock, paper, scissors.
Rock, paper, scissors. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
This is a very intense part of our game show.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors,
from the poetry question to rock, paper, scissors.
Wow, this is very intense.
Again? Dude, you're on a roll today. All right.
I'm just
do you need to hear a repeat of the answers?
You said I'm just like that.
You said it was like red, yellow, blue, and green?
Yep, those are all the answers. The questions are... which wire should I cut?
Oh, no.
Are you running out of questions?
I'm not going
to
lie, I was.
Like, you just get to like three and then you
what
like...
is my dog's name?
What?
What is the original Gatorade color? And what color is a blueberry?
Well, the blueberry's purple, so it's not a blueberry.
He did that on purpose, guys.
Yep.
So I feel like it has to be the Gatorade one, and I think it's yellow.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Miles Sprong, that is correct.
Oh.
That is the correct answer.
I thought it was orange.
No, the original Gatorade flavor was yellow.
Yellow.
It was the original color for Gatorade.
Wasn't that like what they advertised with back in the day?
Yellow.
Yep.
I've never seen
that old like Michael Jordan commercial.
That I thought it was orange.
No, yeah, so did I at first, but that was weird. But then I looked it up, and it was
yellow.
It was yellow.
What flavor? Do we know what flavor?
I'm not,
lemon lime.
I think it was
lemon lime.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking, too.
All right.
Yellow is such a weird color to choose for
your
original flavor.
Yeah, I know, right? You would think it would be like strawberry or cherry, right?
Or grape.
Or grape, yeah. Grape was a popular flavor back
orange,
then.
Orange, yeah.
Lemon lime.
Yeah, lemon lime.
All right.
Well, that one only had one correct answer, because obviously I could not think of any other ones. But we are going to move on to question four, rock, paper, scissors for it.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
All right. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock,
can
paper,
Isaac
scissors,
win
shoot.
A match of rock, paper, scissors?
I am so good.
I guess not.
I guess he can't. All right. Miles, your answers are birch, mahogany, oak, and plastic.
Oh, dang it. As soon as you started with the P, I thought poplar. No.
What your questions are, which of these is most commonly used in construction? What would a termite be least attracted to? Which of these is more fun to burn? And which of these is my favorite snack?
What? I feel like...
He said, what?
Yes, I love just munching down on some mahogany.
I feel like a termite would be least attracted to plastic, right?
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Miles, that is correct. There is another correct answer to this question, however. Ooh. So, Isaac, you get a shot at this one.
Yep.
Do you need to hear them again?
Yep.
No. I have them all memorized.
He's
so
ready.
Can one answer go to two questions?
Well, it happened before.
Has it?
It has.
Well, I was going to say, because I feel like with construction, you also use mostly plastic, don't you?
Are you sure that's your final answer?
I suppose.
That is incorrect. The correct answer for this one is oak is most commonly used in construction.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah. Oak is the most popular wood to use while building houses.
Yep.
Followed closely by spruce.
Ooh.
Really?
Spruce.
Like from Minecraft.
Like from Minecraft.
All right.
Like the guy from Fortnite.
All right.
Here we go. Question 5, rock, paper, scissors.
Oh, here we go.
This is the final question here.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Are you guys still going?
I won again.
Miles won again.
5 for 5. Incredible. All
wait,
right.
Wait, who's winning the segment?
Me.
So far, Miles.
By how much?
He swept trivia.
And
now he's...
And I'm sweeping rock, paper, scissors, too.
And all current right. segment.
Answers. Your answers are beef stroganoff, macaroni casserole.
Ooh, okay. Macaroni casserole?
Chili. And chicken noodle soup.
Ooh.
Okay.
Your questions are...
Making me hungry.
Which of these foods originated in Spain?
Ooh.
What's the best food to eat when you have a fever?
Oh.
And which of these does not contain dough? I forgot the fourth one. What is my sister's cat's middle name?
Your sister's cat's middle... No, I'm kidding. Chicken noodle soup is the best one for a thief.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Miles, that is incorrect.
What?
That one was... You got to pay attention to the wording of some
I
of the
bet.
Questions.
Okay.
Oh, it's
if,
not
if,
like
if
the most
one of the
popular.
Questions, and you get... And, the correct answer is for your sister's cat's middle name, and it's one of these options, I'm probably going to cry.
All right, Isaac, take it away. You need to hear him again?
Please.
All right. Question 5, your answers are beef stroganoff, macaroni casserole, chili, and chicken noodle soup. Your questions, which of these foods originated in Spain? What's the best to eat when you have a fever? Which of these does not contain dough? And what is my sister's cat's middle name?
Chili doesn't have any dough.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
That is correct. There are multiple correct answers to this question.
Gosh.
There are actually 4 correct answers to this question.
Oh, wow.
Miles, would you like to give it another shot here?
Let's say Isaac.
Isaac, you did answer that one correctly. We're going to give you the first shot at this one.
Oh.
You want to try and guess one of the
if
other
If he
answers?
Also gets it all of them correct, he'd win.
He would.
He would win the segment.
Yeah.
Come on, Isaac.
Your sister's cat's middle name is Beef Stroganoff.
Is that the final answer?
Yes, it is.
That is correct. My sister's cat's middle name is Beef Stroganoff.
No way! He's coming back!
My. Oh, my.
Yes,
Isaac's on the comeback.
That is correct. My sister's cat, his middle name is, his full middle name is Beef Adderall Stroganoff.
Oh,
but,
no.
But that is correct. That is one of the answers.
I was gonna go with chili. I was gonna go with chili.
Yeah. All right, Isaac. You got that one. You get to go again.
All right. So what are my two remaining answers? It's chicken noodle soup, and then what was the other one?
Chili. You still haven't used chicken noodle soup, chili, or macaroni casserole.
No, he's used chili.
Has he used chili? All right.
Yeah, he's used chili.
Chicken noodle soup and macaroni casserole.
Okay. And then my last question was the one about Spain, and then what was the other one?
There's two more.
What's the best to eat when you have a fever, and which originated in Spain?
So chicken noodle soup originated in Spain.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
That is incorrect.
What?
That is the wrong answer on that one. Miles, you got a chance on this one.
Wait, hold on. But chicken noodle soup isn't the one for being sick, and it's not the one for Spain.
Wait, he hasn't even answered that one yet. He did chicken noodle soup for Spain, but there's also what he could have answered chicken noodle soup. What would have been the best to, yeah.
Well, that's what Miles said, and that was wrong.
I got a bloody nose. Someone give me a paper towel.
Oh, you're okay. Right. Nelly's on it.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Well.
Quick intermission.
Yeah. Rob, just want to talk for a minute?
I'm going to go with, let's see. I think I'm going to go with...
Murder.
Remember, there can be multiple questions to correspond with certain answers.
This is interesting.
Your sister's cat is also named Chicken Noodle Soup. No.
I think I'm going to go with Mac... No.
Miles got his tissue. How did that happen? Was it just like a
dry nose?
Actually, it's toilet paper. But I thought still it works.
Oh yeah, I thought it would have been like just from laughing about the correct answer.
He's been going too hard on this game show. He's been going too hard on this game show.
I put my blood, sweat, and tears into this.
All right.
I think I'm gonna go with macaroni casserole. No.
Even being an injured player with an injured nose, Miles, he's still going
forward.
At it.
He pushes forward.
Can I hear the questions again?
Which of these foods originated in Spain? What's the best to eat when you have a fever? And which of these does not contain dough?
Then what's your cat's middle name? But
we already got that one.
Meow. I think I'm gonna go with macaroni. No. I don't know, man. This question's throwing me through a loop.
Oh yeah, it'll do that.
Just answer.
Macaroni casserole originated in Spain.
Is that your final answer? Yes. That is incorrect.
Back Isaac.
Isaac, you get this one. This is the last one that you could answer.
Beef stroganoff originated in Spain.
Is that your final answer? That is incorrect. You think we give him one more shot at this one?
Let's give him one more.
One more. All right. Throwing it back to Miles.
Oh, it got really intense, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, between Isaac and Miles over there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we turned the mic off for a second. We got into it.
Yeah, they got into it.
Knows happened.
All right. Let's hear it.
I think I'm going to go with maybe beef stroganoff.
Bum, bum, bum.
Beef stroganoff is the best one to eat when you're sick.
Is that your final answer?
Sure.
That is incorrect.
Dude.
Oh, boy.
Isaac, this is the last shot at this question.
Unless you get it right.
Unless you get it right.
Is chili the best thing to eat when you're sick?
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
That is incorrect.
Oh, boy.
The correct answer, chili originated in Spain.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I could see that for sure.
The winner of this segment is Miles.
Barely, by a hair.
By one question. 1 point, Miles won.
Isaac's going crazy in this game, the closest to beating
Miles that we've had.
Yeah.
All right.
The disappointment on Isaac's face. Yeah. You got to be kidding me, right?
Isaac is just
trivia games.
Isaac is destroyed.
Sorry, buddy.
Well, anyway, for the formalities, we have to do my segment anyway.
Oh yeah.
Because you know,
see if Isaac can take.
We
this
had
one.
To have the full game show.
Yeah, we gotta have the full show.
It wouldn't be game without Big Rob.
I'm gonna need to ask you to look away from the window.
Yeah, don't look at Rob, guys.
He can go first. I gotta get another paper towel.
I got you, Miles. I'm on my way.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Dick yep. Got me.
Yeah, right. you just chill in the studio. Look away you gotta from play me. The game, man.
I'm talking to you, Isaac.
I'm gonna make direct eye contact.
Well, I'm going to hold up a number, and you can't see that number. All right. So, I got my number. Kieran has seen my number. You two are now allowed to look and guess my number.
Is it between 1 and 5?
It's between 1 and 5.
2.
Mm-hmm.
3. All right.
It was 1.
Oh.
So, okay. Miles, once again, is going first.
I'm just so good.
He's
at this.
So cracked at just doing things that don't matter. It's perfect.
All right. Name something that shakes, rattles, and rolls.
Shakes, rattles, and rolls. We're going to go with a maraca.
Maraca.
Ah, okay.
It's a good answer.
Isaac. Talking to the mic, Isaac.
Miles, I think it's time for you to go on the injured reserve list, bud.
What?
Something that shakes, rattles, and rolls.
Yeah. What is it?
Come on.
My ankle can do that if I'm walking downhill.
Is that your answer? Huh?
Sure, because I don't have any other ones.
All right, all right, all right. Miles. You will take it with rattle slash toy, equal being equal to a maraca. All right. What was the number one answer? Number one answer, an old car.
Was Isaac's on there?
No.
No.
An ankle was not on there.
I would have never guessed.
All right. Now, Isaac goes first. Other than feet, name something that runs.
Deer.
Ooh, that's a good one. It's a great answer.
A deer.
Okay, maybe we should talk about the context of runs here. Like,
well, deer technically
not
do
running.
Run.
They
do
I mean, run. Like,
you said run.
You said
you
run.
Said run.
So technically, you can take his answer.
That's a really good answer.
Dude, it is a good answer. The question here is, do you want
should
me
they
to
run
take
out in the middle of the road sometimes?
No, I want my answer to be nose.
Okay. Okay.
That actually is a really
that's
great
you,
answer.
You
that's
Miles
a great answer for me right now.
Miles.
Miles' nose is running with blood.
Yeah, you already know.
he said, yeah, you already know.
I'm playing through it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Nelly taught him that.
What
so
runs?
Proud.
That's not human feet. Well, just feet in general.
I'm going to go with an engine.
An engine.
Ooh, those are both really good answers.
The number one answer. Water. Slash toilet.
That's a good answer,
water
too.
Water slash toilet.
Because it runs throughout the house and throughout areas. That's
one of you two has gotten the number two answer, so I'm going to skip over it for now to keep some, you know, tension.
Some
number three answer. I got to pick up the phone for this. All right. Got to make a prank call. Hi. Is your refrigerator running?
Oh my gosh.
Well, that's answer number three.
Refrigerator
Isaac
was number
just
three.
Said that while you
better
were
go catch it.
Number four. I'll tell you guys what number four is. One of you two has number four. And just letting y'all know, whoever has this one did not get the point. Number four is nose.
Oh,
number four was nose.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Number two was engine. So Miles takes this point.
Miles just grinding through it, baby.
Okay.
This is better than the Michael Jordan flu
now,
game.
I need you guys to think pure here, okay?
Okay.
Name a word that rhymes with election.
Okay, you did not.
You didn't have to specify.
You did not need to say that.
Nelly, your face.
I'm trying to think here.
He's processing.
I'm trying to process.
He's
all right. So
it's
Miles'
okay.
turn to
I'll
go first.
I'll explain it to you after the show.
That rhymes with election. I can't think of anything but that now.
Nelly's got it.
Oh boy. Okay. Rob. Okay, what's your answer, Miles?
Come on, man.
Neglection.
Neglection.
Is that a word?
Selection.
Stop
Nelly.
Giving
Nelly.
Oh, my
Nelly.
It's a good one.
Ay. Okay, give
as
an answer.
As ridiculous as my segment is,
selection,
this is easily
he said
the
selection.
Most chaotic.
We're going to go with neglection.
Okay.
Because I'm pretty sure that's a word.
I don't think that's a
that
word.
That is a
word.
It is that,
a word.
That's a word.
It is a word.
That's
a word,
word
now.
We'll take it.
It's
all right.
A word
Isaac?
Because we say it's a word.
I'm going to go with depression.
Can you two give me two new answers? Because neither of those are on there.
They both rhymed, don't
they?
They're not on the list.
They're not on the list.
Put them on the list.
Put them on the list.
They're both at the bottom of the list with one.
New answers.
What? Can't use selection because someone had to spoil it.
Well, you know. Well, what?
Regression.
Ooh, aggression. I like that. I like that answer.
All right. Isaac.
Complexion.
What?
Complexion.
Ooh, that's a good one.
You're both wrong again.
Are you?
Give me two new answers.
This is a horrible list.
I think we should just like.
Just this is last. Wrap it this up. Is last chance.
Okay.
Give me two new answers. Miles.
We're gonna go with
man, this is a tough question. Yep.
Regression.
Ooh.
You just said that, didn't you?
Yeah, but it's no, not aggression. Regression.
Anyway. Isaac.
Suppression.
Suppression.
Yeah, we're just skipping this.
Who did you pull for this? Third graders?
The number one answer on that list was selection, Nelly.
I got the point. Nelly. Give me one of those.
Number
one
two point answer, for Nelly. Well, we can't say the number two answer. Number three answer is perfection.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Number four, detection.
Ooh.
Five, yeah, protection.
Protection.
Six, rejection. Seven, collection. Eight, section.
Oh, okay.
Y'all
and
had
you
a
guys
lot of
just
choice.
Chose rejection whenever making these answers.
Uh-huh, pretty much.
Y'all, yeah, there's a ton of words on
give,
there.
Give them the car crash.
Do you want the car crash?
Okay. Give them the car crash.
You get car crashed. All right.
All right. Name something. All right. Isaac.
This show.
Name something you would ask the wizard for in the Land of Oz.
The wizard?
Oh, snap. Not the wizard again.
No. This wizard's from the Land of Oz. That one's
the Wizard
from,
of Oz. Okay.
That one's from...
Not the one that's haunting the station currently.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anyway, what you asking the wizard for? What you want?
What you want?
Money.
Okay. Miles?
I'm going to go with... To go home.
Ooh.
Like from the movie.
Like from the movie.
I guess
it doesn't
first.
Pay off to watch movies because money was the number one answer.
Yeah, I figured it would be.
And away home... Yeah. Going home was never the answer.
Well... Then they haven't seen the movie.
You know what is the answer? Violence.
Yeah. Violence is always the answer. No, no. Here at WBDG, we do not support violence.
No.
Anyway.
Why not?
Unless it's a sport in which violence is supposed to happen.
Unless if it's
such
hockey.
As boxing or
hockey.
MMA or hockey.
I wouldn't say violence, but I'd definitely say... I'd
hockey
say,
is
I'd,
just boxing with
I'd
extra
say, I'd say injury prone.
Yeah.
Okay.
We at WBDG do not condone violence of any kind.
Okay, anyways, let's
anyway,
move on. Let's move on.
Yep. Name a soda that people like to drink.
That people...
Miles?
Mountain Dew.
All right. Isaac?
Barg's Root Beer.
All right. No. Mountain Dew was the number five answer.
Oh, so I got the point?
Yes.
Where was Coca-Cola at?
Number one.
Oh, baby. Yes, sir.
I have never once met someone who enjoys Mountain Dew.
I love Mountain Dew.
You are wrong.
You haven't seen him at the marathon yet.
Mountain Dew is awful.
I was responsible for drinking majority of the Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew
or Alumni
like
Day.
It came out of a war zone.
Or it's... Alumni Day.
Or Alumni
Don't worry, man. Soon you'll see. You'll see the horrors. But
Mountain Dew tastes like medicine.
Let's see. That's a tie game for.
Oh wow.
So far. That's tie game for Radio Rumble. So,
are we entering the tiebreaker alert?
We're gonna do a tiebreaker.
Tiebreaker alert.
Tiebreaker alert.
I love that sound. Oh, we jinxed that. Alert.
All right. Name something people might only do once a week. Isaac?
Something people might do once a week?
Yeah. Only do once a week.
Come on.
What are they doing? What are these people doing every week?
What are they doing, man?
I don't know. I'm going out to eat.
Going out to eat.
That's a good answer.
All right. Miles, your turn. Don't give that answer.
I'm going to go with... Some people are gross. I'm going to go with shower.
Can you guys pick new answers?
Who are you pulling for these lists?
Yeah, that's...
I can't think of anything else one might do once a week.
Google.
I'm not pulling anybody for these lists. These lists are pre-made.
Google.
You should pull somebody.
Now.
Because these are awful lists.
I was a criticizing game.
Now, well, also, I have to make sure these lists are family-friendly.
He said especially Rob's segment.
My segment anyway, new to answers. Bad, so it's
Rob should be fired.
No, this is my show. You guys can't kick me off my own show.
I'm just kidding. We're just kidding.
I'm gonna go with listen to the 411 on WBDG.
Oh, that's a great answer.
Oh, that's the wrong button. I meant to hit the button.
Yeah, because nobody listens to the 411 on WBDG.
My mom. Wow. Hey, whoa!
No, joking.
My mom
joking.
Does. My mom probably does. My family. His
anyway.
Family. My mom.
One Isaac. Person listens to.
Isaac, what are you
the
saying?
411 is great for moms. Anyway.
Now we needed to take a breather after that one.
All right. Why? Just why?
Miles has broken the game.
Can we just move on? This has been an
Isaac.
Odd show.
Moms love my show. I don't know how else
to enough about the moms.
I don't know any other thing somebody might do once a week.
What do you do once a week?
I don't do anything once a week. I have a busy schedule.
Is that true?
I love that answer. Idiot. Just call him an idiot?
Huh?
I thought you called him an idiot. I thought.
Well, anyway, give me an answer.
I'm gonna go with go see a movie.
Oh, that's good.
Go see a movie.
That's a
you
good
guys,
answer.
Okay, I'm just gonna skip that one.
I mean, Rob's questions.
Dude,
these are awful.
Rob, you
name something you keep in your car.
Oh, that's an easy.
That's
one.
Easier.
If you guys don't get this, I am going to lose it.
Sunglasses.
Hey,
yeah.
An answer.
That's an answer.
That is an answer.
All right, Isaac.
That is an answer.
Tire iron.
Oh, that's
a tire cool. iron.
I know one, but I'm not going to say it.
Give me new stuff.
Are you
Dude,
kidding me, Rob? Are you
what
serious?
Is happening? Your lists suck.
This is the worst list.
So what you keep in your car?
Oh
gas.
God, just
what's
gas.
In the
you said
gas?
Gas?
Okay.
Jumper cables.
All right. Those are
number
both good.
One answer. Money or coins?
What?
Wait, what?
Do
what?
Not, do not,
I wouldn't keep.
No. They have answers on here. So don't
now.
hit the thing.
Wrong buttons again. I'm messing up today.
I wouldn't keep money in your car.
Yeah.
Yeah, that.
Yeah,
I
but
mean,
everybody has like just loose change in their car.
Yeah. About it, you're talking about like cash.
I said money
yeah.
/ coins.
Okay, my fault.
Number two answer, food or water?
Where? Oh, I have one.
About that.
A first aid kit.
I have one. Where's registration at?
Not on here.
Wow.
Really?
I thought that'd be like.
Who needs a registration?
Yeah, if you get pulled over. License and registration. I don't have my registration.
Oh, well, in that case, you're free to go.
Number four, spare tire.
That, yeah.
Does that count for a tire? No.
Number five, map six.
Map.
The winner chose number six. The winner for this segment. Jumper cables, Isaac.
Oh. It's fine. I still won the overall.
Miles is the winner.
Again.
You
gotta be kidding me. These
anyway,
Brewers fans.
Dude, it was like a...
I'm just kidding.
Back to number 16. Number one answer was laundry.
Ooh.
Laundry.
Next was grocery shop, then exercise, go to church.
Go to church.
Hey, that's a good one. That is
church
a really,
only happens once a week.
That's true. Yeah. That's a great answer.
Mow the yard.
That also is a great answer.
Really not shower? Shower's not on there?
Well, people shower like you should.
People should shower every day or every other day at least. People.
Otherwise, I don't want you guys to stink.
Stinky.
All right. Well,
I think it's time
again.
Is it time to interview the contestants?
I think it is.
We'll start off with Isaac. Isaac.
What's up?
I know Big Rob's segment was kind of difficult. Your close and curious segment and the trivia segment was pretty difficult. What could you have done differently? What could have gone better for you today?
I don't know, man. I couldn't have studied.
But, yeah, that's true.
I guess simply have more knowledge is the only thing I could have done.
I love just that answer.
No more. That's a
good
answer.
I love the answer, Betty. Love it.
Miles, you've won for the third time. How are you feeling?
I'm on top of the world right now.
He played through the pain.
I have a question for you that kind of similar. What could you have done worse?
What? I got one.
My nosebleed.
Yeah, nosebleed.
Yeah, the nosebleed.
Nosebleeds.
I would lose so much blood that I would also lose knowledge as well.
He played through it. Such a bad nosebleed, it could have taken him out of the game.
It made Nelly proud.
We would have had to get a substitute in for you.
Yeah.
Tag in.
Anyway, I believe we have our next week's contestant in the room.
Oh.
With the contestants over in there.
Who's our next week's contestant?
Elijah should be our next week contestant.
Elijah.
And we can get an interview from him if he wants to.
Would you like to do an interview, Elijah?
I think.
Does he?
Is he going to?
He's getting up.
Oh.
Oh. It's a miracle.
Elijah, ladies and gentlemen. Give a round of applause for Elijah.
We can ask him how he feels going against our champion.
My guy.
All right, Elijah, how do you feel going against Miles over there next week?
Personally, I feel like I'm going to beat him.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are you going to dethrone him? Yeah, is it going to be you're just going to beat him, or is it going to be a... You know, there's going to be a whoop down. There's going to be a smackdown.
I'm going to take his title.
Some
confidence.
And then
I'm coming for Owen Streak.
He's going for Owen Streak.
Oh. What is Owen Streak?
Oh my gosh. It had to be way over five episodes. I mean,
yeah, it was
like 10. Was it 10? Almost 10?
I think he predicted his own loss with 10.
Wow.
Did he?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's impressive.
Yeah. Well, looks like that is going to be the end of this episode of Game. Miles is moving on to round four, going up against Elijah in the next episode. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to Game. We'll see you guys next week.
Yeah.